commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Let's consider what's happening in Ukraine. Some people there speak Russian and have ancestral ties to Russia. They think of Ukraine as it once was, a province of the former Soviet Union. There are others who see Ukraine as a distinct and unique country with its own culture and a Western European orientation. It wouldn't be all that different from the relationship that French-speaking Quebec has with the rest of Canada, or potentially the ties that the large Hispanic swath of the Southwest has with the United States. None of this has anything to do with Barack Obama's poor and muddled foreign policy. Of course, Russia is an outside agitator, but they also know that we are not going to war over Ukraine. Nor should we. Only a fool would suggest that American blood should be shed over whether Kiev has ties to the EU or Mother Russia. This is more important to the Russians than it is to us, and as in most things, the side that wants it more has the best chance of coming out on top. David Ignatius is the best foreign affairs writer on the Washington Post staff, and he argues that Russia is on a fool's errand. Vladimir Putin will never be able to rebuild Russia into the 1991 empire at the breakup of the Soviet Union. Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, they're already parts of the EU. They are thriving democracies. East Germany is lost. So are the Baltic states. They've all transitioned into free market economies. Why would they ever have an interest in returning to the Russian oligarchy with its open corruption and noticeably lower standard of living? That's the best argument as to why diplomacy and economic incentives are the right foreign policy tools here. The advantages of being a European people are overwhelming, and there will always be a critical mass of people in Ukraine who will push for stronger ties with Europe. The future is in the West. Recreating Russia's Cold War empire is a thing of the past.